Dictation for Shirley Weaver, W-E-A-V, as in Victor, E-R. August 31, 34, address as a letter, Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow-up for Mrs. Weaver. Renal failure, hypertension, CHF, AFib, last visit, December. Denies hospital visit. Has gained weight, 177 to 180. Says to be eating good, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melanin. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no incontinence, uses a walker, no fall, no chest pain, palpitation, or syncope, no increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no oxygen, minor edema without any inflammatory changes or ulcer. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home high, 160/192, which is different from December, 126/64. She says that she was in a rush. Next paragraph, medications. I will highlight blood pressure Lasix, Losartan, Metoprolol, and a second diuretic, Indapamide, I-N-D-A-P-A-M-I-D-E. Anticoagulated with Eliquis, Texplavix, medications for depression, cholesterol. Next paragraph, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, anemia 12.8, electrolyte acid base normal, creatinine 2.3 for a GFR of 18, stage 4. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, stable, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload, no indication for dialysis. Next paragraph, left-sided brachial AV fistula without a Stilling syndrome. Next number, hypertension higher than baseline, recheck. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, and beta blockers. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, severe enlargement of left atrium, severe pulmonary hypertension, diastolic dysfunction, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, presently clinically stable. Next number, there has been no anemia. Next paragraph, continue chemistries in a regular basis, come back in 3 months,